The Dutchess County Arts Council has been working with Ulster County for years and will soon change its name to better reflect that work. Linda Marston Reed is president of the Dutchess County Arts Council. She says the name has been a barrier to having communities understand who the council serves.
I'm really happy to announce in the next few months, I think it might even be sooner because we have to go through a formal renaming process, is we are going to change our name from the Dutchess County Arts Council to Arts Mid-Hudson, which matches our webpage address.
She says the council is still expanding its reach, working with Orange County as of this spring. While Orange County does have an arts council, Marston Reed notes it has limited staff, so the Dutchess County Arts Council will assist with grants for arts programs in Orange for the New York State Council on the Arts. Marston Reed says the idea for arts awards in Ulster County originated from Ulster County Executive Mike Hine, who suggested that with years of arts awards being handed out in Dutchess County, why not Ulster?
We put out a call, a public call for nominations, and we were astounded. We got 60 nominations.
She says that number far exceeds nominations received in Dutchess County, where the Arts Council has been handing out annual arts awards for 26 years. The first Ulster County Executive's Arts Awards recognize 5 winners. Marston Reed says the Arts Organization Award goes to Shadowland Theater in Ellenville.
They have pretty much brought Ellenville into an entirely new limelight.
Brendan Burke is Shadowland Theater's producing artistic director. He says he appreciates the theater being recognized after 2 winters of renovations, increasing attendance, and a pay-what-you-can policy.
A big part of our mission is accessibility, so improving accessibility in the physical terms of the building through renovations, but also making sure that, you know, nobody would be turned away because of the ticket price. Our number one goal is to have people come see theater, so we try to make sure that that's as easy to do as possible for as broad an audience as possible.
The Business Award goes to R&F Handmade Paints in Midtown Kingston. Established in 1988, the company manufactures encaustic paints and pigment sticks. Richard Fremis is the founder and president of R&F Handmade Paints.
The most important thing that it meant to us was the recognition of the role that we play in the revitalization of the city.
Again, the council's Marston Reed.
You know, they not only are a paint manufacturer, they really connect with the community. They have a little art gallery there. They have a classroom, so they teach. And they also bring in a lot of students every year and introduce them to the art of encaustic painting. And they do that free of charge. So they're a real good neighbor to have in the area.
Fremis says he hopes the spotlight on the arts community and revitalization continues to shine.
While it certainly is a great honor, I think of it as a call to further activity and a spur to keep this momentum going.
A hope for the council's Marston Reed as well.
It's an exciting opportunity, actually, to brand Ulster County as this place where, you know, it's like an artist's mecca.
The third award goes to Shelley Hamilton, an art instructor at Onteora High School in Boyceville since 2002. She receives the Arts and Education Award. 2 special citations are being awarded. One is for Maverick Concerts in Woodstock, celebrating 100 years. The other is for The Falcon, a concert venue and gallery in Marlboro. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.